Hey there, and welcome to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chris Warzowski, and I'm the Family Ministries Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Hope you've had a good week as you've been celebrating the holidays. You know, as we enter a new year, maybe you've made a few New Year's resolutions. And really, New Year's resolutions are all about lifestyle changes. Typically, we say, if you want to be this, then you need to do this. Here are some popular ones. If I want to be healthy, I need to eat healthier. If I want to be fit, I need to exercise more. If I want to be informed, I need to read more books. Or if I don't want to be broke, I need to spend less money. It's practical wisdom, right? But when we talk about change in regard to our walk, our lives following Jesus, it's really a switch. It's really because of who I already am as someone called by Christ, I'm called to do this. The Apostle Paul, who's actually writing from prison for preaching the gospel, writes to early Christians in Ephesians 4, and he says, "I therefore, as a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." As we think about our life over the next year, how is our calling, who we are in Christ, shaping how we're going to spend our time? How will the new life we have in Christ and the new identity we have in Christ, how is that going to shape not just some of the things that we do, but our walk, our lifestyle? Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians 5, 15 to 16 about those who have new life and a new identity in Christ and how they should use their time. He says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil." If you and I were to make a New Year's resolution based on what Paul says here about time, then we should make a New Year's resolution to redeem the time. Redeemed people must redeem the time. And we do this in two ways. One, by living in a way that brings God honor and glory. And two, by spending time on things that matter in light of the gospel. Notice the urgency in which Paul writes. It's as if he's saying, wake up, make the most of every chance you get. As redeemed people, we can redeem or buy back the time by spending it on what matters in light of Christ. Here are three realities in regards to time. One, that time is finite. While we don't know the allotted total time we know we have less time than we did yesterday. Time evaporates quickly. James 4 says, "What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." And because time is finite, it is incredibly valuable. Two, time is given. Time is a gift from God. As Christians, we are ultimately stewards. Whatever resources God has given us, their ultimate purpose is not for our comfort, but for His glory. And this includes the time that He has given us. Finally, three, time is wasted. Time is often wasted in two ways. One, it's wasted by laziness. When we think about wasting time, we think about laziness or distraction, how we spent time maybe watching too much Netflix or Disney Plus or even being on our phones. But did you know that laziness actually has an ugly cousin? That ugly cousin, his name is busyness. This is the other extreme of wasting time. We can waste time by sitting around doing nothing, but we can also waste time by filling our schedules with tons of activity. And we almost prop up busyness almost like it's a virtue sometimes. Friends, diligence is a virtue. Paul isn't saying that we should necessarily be busy, I think, or that we shouldn't be busy, but I think what he's saying is that we should be diligent. The amount of our activity doesn't matter so much as the purposefulness of our activity. So as people who have new life and a new identity in Christ, are God's purposes, is that driving our activity? Because as a redeemed people, we are called to a new way of living, a new walk. And my prayer for all of us is that we would redeem the time, living lives that are purposeful and for God's glory. Let me go ahead and pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for the time that you have given us. Lord, we recognize that it is a gift and it's from you. And Lord, thank you that because of who Jesus is and what he's accomplished for us, and because of the new life we have in him and the new identity that we have as the called people of God, Lord, we can redeem the time. We can buy it back and we can steward it for your purposes, God, and to bring you glory. And so Lord, as we enter a new year, Lord, we ask that you would give us wisdom, that you would help us be wise as we use our time to live for you and to honor you, and to be part of your work in the world. Amen. Friends, thanks so much for joining me. We hope to see you this Sunday at one of our four campuses, either in Delaware, Lewis Center, Mount Vernon, or Westerville. Hope that you come and worship with us. Have a great day and have a happy new year.